good week of practice, and excited about going up to New England and taking on the Patriots. Questions?
Do you think Champ will get back before the regular season's over?
I think that's pretty strong likelihood, yes.
Sunday night, perhaps?
I think we listed him questionable. He was limited in practice, and we'll just see how that goes.
Jack, there's been 7 games that you won where you didn't win the turnover battle. That's not usually a formula for success. Given that, is that still a top of your fix-it list?
It definitely remains a priority to continue to take care of the football, find ways to take it away defensively, and so, yes, that remains a focus for us.
I know you've been asked about this a ton, but with Wes full probable, does that mean he has been cleared by the doctors, or is that still to come?
That means that he has passed all the protocol things that need to happen for him to be listed as probable. Yes.
Jack, what's your thoughts on Peyton in the cold weather? You seen any difference that it affects him? There's a lot of talk that cold weather bothers him.
No, I think. I think the numbers would probably bear out that he's a good football player and he plays well in all situations. I'm not sure that that was the way they were built necessarily, where he was, a dome team and all that. So maybe everyone around him, maybe that was a little different in terms of how they were constructed. But in terms of does he remain a really good player? Yes. And we need to be strong around him. I think the things that happen in weather games is that defense becomes important, and being able to stop people from running the ball at you and things like that. And so it's a team game, but he's a good player. I'm sure his numbers bear out that he's a good player despite the temperatures.
How much more active was Julius today than yesterday, or mobile? Did you notice a difference?
He was limited again today. He's questionable going in, and we'll just have to make a determination. We don't play today. We've got a couple more days, but he was limited in what he could do today.
Is that a big key, though, to have Wes be able to make this comeback this week and pass all the concussion tests and have him the key part of this offense?
First and foremost, make sure that that we've done the right thing by the player, that he's safe to return. That's first and foremost. And then, obviously, we'd love to have our better players available, and he's one of them. So it's great that he's available. It's kind of like Peyton was a while back. If you had the definitely will go category, then, he'd probably be on there too.